Friends and fellow researchers, it's my distinct pleasure to make two presentations this morning in advance of your session. The USDA Southern Regional Research Center has provided significant leadership in research and to increase the utilization and value of cotton end products. And this morning I've been asked to assist in recognizing two people that have played significant roles in that work at Southern Regional. Our first recognition goes to Dr. John Patrick Jordan. Dr. Jordan's retirement, January 3rd, celebrates 52 years of public service. Of that time, 28 years were spent with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, with his first civilian federal service as the administrator of the Cooperative State Research Service in Washington, D.C., and the final 13 years of his service has been as the Center Director at the Southern Regional Research Center in New Orleans. Under his leadership in recent years, the cotton program at SRRC was reorganized. It now contains an increased emphasis on cotton fiber bioscience, as well as streamlining the traditional programs. Perhaps his signature accomplishment, and one that I know he didn't volunteer for but was thrust upon him, was the revitalization of the entire SRRC facility after suffering damage of more than $45 million from Hurricane Katrina. That storm and the flood that ensued ruined much of the equipment of the program and displaced the entire scientific staff and programmed various sites around the country for almost a year. More than $3 million has been spent replacing and updating cotton program equipment since Katrina, and that's over and above the refurbishment of the building. In addition, Dr. Jordan has been an ardent supporter of the Beltwide conferences, having been to all the conferences during his tenure as the director. And I understand that as we speak and we're gathered here, he is enjoying travel somewhere in the Mediterranean or Italy. Is that correct? And I know that is a well-deserved respite from some of his other duties, and we certainly wish him all the best, he and his wife. This morning, on behalf of Dr. Jordan, Dr. Brian Condon is present to accept a recognition plaque. And Dr. Condon, if you'd come forward. Brian, on behalf of the Beltwide Conference, I'm going to make this presentation on Dr. Jordan, and I trust that you'll get back in his meeting and back in the country. I will thank you. Our second presentation is to a gentleman that you all know very well, a co-worker, researcher, and has been a prime instigator in the formation of these conferences. Dr. Kearney Roberts was the prime instigator in the formation of the cotton utilization conferences some years ago. This current forum is the successor to the Cotton Textile Processing Conference that he originated in 1992. Before that, his participation in the Beltwide event was through the Cotton Dust Conferences. But Kearney realized that there was a need for better integration of research on cotton processing with other existing Beltwide programs, such as ginning and quality measurements. In 1998, along with Dr. D.V. Parikh, he reorganized the Textile Processing Conference into what we now know as the Cotton Utilization Conferences. Since 1992, more than 500 papers have been published through the processing and utilization conferences. This conference is a crucial tool for dealing with current utilization challenges facing U.S. cotton. Although Kearney officially retired in 2007, there are hopes for him to continue some of his work as a collaborator post-retirement, and I know that provided time and other interests provide, Kearney has a heart in our industry and cares about what goes on, and we look forward to his continued participation. At this time, I would ask for Kearney to come forward, and we'll have a plaque recognizing his service.
Thank you so much for all your support. I know working in the Ginning Conference, you were always a support to us there, and we appreciate it. Thanks for your time. We'll thank you for your time. This is very much appreciated.